You've lost the signal,
Lestra Oxick said. The Grand Rental Agency owner, Drool, gestured dismissively.
They found the primary tracker, the obvious one. The redundant system is integrated into the slicer's carapace and will continue to function even if the droids stay activated. The device uses the ship itself as an antenna.
The monitor in Drool's office beeped.
What did I tell ya?
The Grand said. Lestra looked at Coy Quire, who showed him a subtle nod of appreciation. Where is the ship?
In real space, though nowhere in particular,
Drool said, two of his three eyes scanning the monitor's star map.
Rimward of Hydean, perhaps 3/4 of the way to T'Plawa.
What now? Oxic said. One of the Grand's stalked eyeballs fixed on him.
That's entirely up to you. You're the one paying.
Patience, Lestra, Quire said. We've come this far. Besides, Ramata and Sinner are still being processed.
Who's handling the bail arrangements?
We're using a local to supply the bond.
Oxic fell silent and began to pace. If things had gone according to plan, he would have had both the Falcon and Jadak in hand by now. Even so, they had caught a break, thanks to the slicer droid Post had rented. That in itself had to be a sign that the treasure was destined to be his. As Coy had said, they'd come this far.
The ship has jumped back to light speed,
Drool said suddenly. Oxic hurried back to the monitor.
Where are they headed? Does it show a destination?
Drool was doing input at the monitor.
It's showing coordinates. Give me a moment to see what they refer to.
Alphanumeric text began to scroll on the display, and a series of star maps flashed on screen and disappeared.
The name,
Oxic said.
I need the name of the world.
The Grand gave his full attention to the display, then turned to Oxic.
Tandun 3.
Oxic glanced at Quire, who shrugged.
I've never heard of it.
It's unimportant, he said. Quickly, to the ship.
With their organic technology, their tentacled war coordinates, and gravity-generating Dovan basals, the extragalactic Yuuzhan Vong had superseded every threat the galaxy had faced. But if the Falcon had discriminated between coral skippers and TIE fighters, she had kept the distinctions to herself and fought valiantly from the outer rim to the core, taking on all challengers. For a time following Chewbacca's horrible death on Cernpedal at the start of the invasion, Han had secretly wished that the Falcon would refuse to function. He knew that a ship was incapable of missing its pilot the way a pilot could miss his or her ship, and yet he wanted the Falcon to mourn the loss of the Wookiee's special touch, or at least to perform poorly without him. No one had put in more time working on the ship, and even when railing at it, Chewbacca had a love for her that matched Han's. So when the Falcon failed to mirror Han's grief and despair, Han had given serious thought to retiring her from service. Stripped to the bone, Han had questioned if he could even set foot inside the YT without his first mate, let alone pilot her into action. And so the Falcon became a kind of ghost ship. Then, in a complete reversal, Han had set out to even the score with the Yuuzhan Vong. Driven by rage, he wanted the Falcon to participate in exacting revenge. And in the midst of his one-man campaign, he found that although he had lost his closest friend, Leia was there, to fill not only Chewbacca's outsized co-pilot's chair, but the empty space the Wookiee had left in Han's heart. But in the same way that the Yuuzhan Vong had left vestiges of themselves and their exotic savagery on Coruscant and a host of other worlds, the war itself had opened wounds that were long in healing, leaving scars that refused to fade. Chewbacca was one of those. Anakin, the Solo's youngest son who had seemed destined to live forever, another. Years later, Jason's death had reawakened all the anguish. Jason, who in a real sense had come closest to understanding the Yuuzhan Vong and had looked to the Force for a peaceful resolution to the war, only to fall, to die and merge with the Force rather than disappear into it. Or was he, as Han sometimes liked to believe, merely exiled, as the Yuuzhan Vong had been to the sentient world of Zanama Sikot and advancing toward redemption?